This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on the dark side of a fired restaurant dishwasher allegedly stabs former co-workers and then attempts to rob two others. Heather Mack arrested in Chicago after being jailed in Bali for allegedly killing mom and stuffing body in a suitcase. And a man charged in Billings in the decapitation case, he's been sentenced to 65 years. That and more today on the dark side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the dark side of.
That indeed it is. And if you're liking our show, please press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. And if you want more of it, you want access to advanced episodes, all of our episodes commercial free, and you just binge on everything, then check out our Patreon page. Go to Patreon or go through the app and search Dark Side Of, or go to darksidepod.com. It'll take you right there as well. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of The Dark Side Of. What's up?
Well, I'm glad I'm not carrying anybody around in a suitcase.
That seems like a really impractical way of doing it.
Like, that takes some nerve.
Yeah.
What do I do? I'll just put her in a suitcase.
It seems like a real
and
big
I'll
lack
take
of
her with me.
Like a lack of planning in that, where it's like, now they're dead. Now, how am I? They have no clue, like, just how heavy a body is. It's like, well, shit, what do I do? What kind of, I'd have to beg, maybe a suitcase? It's just like, you didn't think this one through, did you, Johnny?
At least a suitcase has wheels on it. That'll help.
Yeah. That'll work with hundreds of pounds of dead weight.
And it's just so weird, too, that, you know, like, I know people get away with murder, but, you know, chances are you're not going to, if this is your plan.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, as you're stuffing her into the suitcase, do you think, I don't think I'm going to get away with this. I'm going to try, though.
Well, what I'm wondering sometimes is somebody doing this and putting it in the suitcase and then they zip it up. They're like, this is such a great idea. Why doesn't anybody ever think of this?
That made me laugh so hard I started coughing. said no one ever.
Exactly.
So awesome.
Best idea ever.
And I know what I'm going to do. On the little name tag, I'm putting somebody else's name. So if this gets lost by the airline, no one will ever know it's mine.
I'm going to check my bag here. Hey, here's a weird question. I wonder how often this actually happens, where people are trying to, not that there was any crime involved, although doing this is probably a crime, but let's say, you know, someone has a loved one who's passed and they're in a completely different state or city than where they wanted them to be at. And I'm sure shipping a body isn't exactly cheap. I wonder how often you have something where people literally try and do this, like get Larry into the giant suitcase, check him. And then, you know, he comes out of the little return there at the airport, just kind of slides down and then rotates around till somebody grabs the right suitcase.
I mean, there's Larry. You never know who you walk by at the airport. Although, like, my dad, we had him cremated and then he was delivered via UPS. And
well, and that's so different with cremated remains. But, you know, when it's an actual body, I could see that being a thing.
But it was kind of weird to have to sign for your dad.
But sure.
But because that one wasn't like a drop at the door.
God, could you imagine like if that one's like, we lost your package. What?
I swear these days too, it's like they take a picture and they send it to you to show you what an obvious place they left it in.
I know.
Look. We set it right here in the middle of your front step so anyone can come and steal it. And we're so proud of it. Like, they don't even try to hide it. I'm like, what's the, like, seriously?
So you need one of those boxes that locks.
But yeah, that'd be the way to go.
Yeah.
Deliver a body part and then have somebody steal it, make it look attractive and say, expensive equipment.
How often do you think that, the postal service, which would probably be like a federal crime of some sort if you were shipping a body part, or UPS or FedEx or whatever, how often do you think they get like literally a body part or things like that shipping, and they, when they're, you know, examining it, they got to pull it out and be like, what the fuck is this?
Well, I would imagine there's a legal trade in body parts. You know, because like if you're going to, you know, there's a chemistry class and you have to dissect the frog, you know, so you got to ship frogs. But I would imagine there's like for medical reasons.
Maybe that's like you're like under a license or a classification that you can do that then. And I don't know. That would just be. Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to dispose of the body rather than, now we haven't even got to this story yet, but rather than stuff it in the suitcase, like if you were to just mail it to all different parts of the world. I mean, but then I guess if they found one package and they could trace it back to you. Obviously, I don't really think about how to dispose of mine.
Well, you are right now. We're having a very deep discussion on how to pull this crime off. I'm trying to figure it out.
That was just a really bad idea I came up with. I'm going to think about it some more.
You'd probably like wrap the body in like plastic wrap or something. Otherwise, it's going to start getting gooey and like, I would think leaking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't take long.
Yeah.
Gotta think really that gross. One. Do they make a Ziploc bag large enough for that? Or is that like, is that not exactly?
No, I think you'd have to go really small with the body parts.
Like the gallon? Gallon storage bags? Or
really? I think that's about
or sandwich. Right. Sandwich
side. I would go gallon, and then you could do multiple gallon bags.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you get the ones that seal really good, because you know, you don't want to go generic. That's not going to work.
Oh God, no! My God, that's just bad. Don't do that anyway.
The only thing that gave it away was the fact
they
that
don't
they
zip up the same.
Had they bought Ziplocs, you know, patented seal system. No, they got like the Wall brand. And had it not been for the Wall brand, they would have gotten away with this. They would have gotten away with murdering 72 people. But thanks to the Wall brand being shitty quality, we now found ourselves the serial killer of the century.
Thank you, Wall Brand.
Thank you, Wall Brand. Let's go to the story. 26-year-old woman who was recently released from prison in Bali was arrested Wednesday at O'Hare International Airport and charged with conspiring to kill her mother. According to a statement from the Department of Justice, Heather Mack is accused of killing her mother, Sheila Von Weiss, during a vacation to Bali August 12th of 2014. Mack's boyfriend at the time, Tommy Schaefer, reportedly flew to Bali while they were there. The Justice Department alleges Mack and Schaefer discussed how and when to kill Von Weiss, arranged for Schaefer to travel to Bali, commit the murder, and then placed Von Weiss's body inside a suitcase when they loaded into the trunk of a taxi. According to the statement, Schaefer spoke with his cousin Ryan Bibbs and received advice on how to kill Von Weiss. Bibbs pled guilty in December 2016 to conspiracy to commit foreign murder of a U.S. national. Mack and Schaefer both faced trial in Indonesia and were sentenced to prison. According to the Associated Press, in August, Indonesian officials announced that they would release Mack in August. She served 6 years of her 10-year sentence and was let out October 29th. Schaefer was sentenced to 18 years. Mack was reportedly a few weeks pregnant at the time of her arrest. Her 6-year-old daughter was with her on the flight back to Chicago when Mack got arrested. The Associated Press report Mack's lawyers got emergency custody of the little girl. The Justice Department said Schaefer and Mack were both indicted in the Northern District of Illinois on one count of conspiracy to kill in a foreign country, one count conspiracy to commit foreign murder of a U.S. national, and one count of obstruction. If convicted, the Justice Department said Mack could face life in prison for the first two counts and 20 years for the third count, plus a $250,000 fine. So according to the Associated Press, Mack pled not guilty to the charges. She was ordered to remain in custody until her next hearing on November 10th. So, lots to unpack with Miss Mack.
Like, the whole thing is crazy. And I kind of remember this story.
Yeah.
I, like, saw a Dateline or something on it. But, like, so to get the mom there and commit the murder there, they thought they could get away with it easier, maybe?
I guess.
But now look, it's like, great idea. You had to kill your mother.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I got an idea. You're in Bali, just stay there. Like, don't kill your mom. Your mom's here. Like,
well, what I'm not understanding here is, did she think that once there was the return of the Mac to the States, that she would be free, or what was the plan there?
I don't
know.
I feel sorry for the little girl, though.
You know, the whole time she's probably jamming to this. Return of the Mac. Mark Morrison on Ghost Radio. That was like a fun jam back
then. Yes, it did.
Yeah, there's a new remix of that out with like some rapper or something with him, and I don't know.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of fun to him. Anyway, that's the Heather Mack story.
That's crazy shit.
Let's take a look at this. A fired restaurant dishwasher allegedly stabs former coworkers and attempts to rob two others. He's got a great mugshot, by the way. He looks just like a very angry, unattractive
dishwasher
that has a lot of anger issues and probably has been rejected a lot in his life and has never really had a way to deal with any of it. Yeah, he looks like the type of person that would kill you if you looked at him the wrong way. A 21-year-old man was arrested Wednesday for allegedly stabbing and attempting to rob employees at a restaurant he was fired from earlier in the day. According to the Billings Gazette, Brandon Bird was let go of his dishwasher job at Jake's Restaurant following an argument with a coworker Tuesday night. On Wednesday, the day he was fired, Bird reportedly came back at 5:43 p.m., grabbed two steak knives, and shouted, "Give me all your money!" Manager reportedly tried to calm him down in the alleyway, but Bird came back with the knives and chased employees into the kitchen, including the employee he fought with the night prior. As employees defended themselves, one allegedly threw dishes towards Bird to prevent him from attacking a coworker. The Billings Gazette reports that Bird left the restaurant and allegedly confronted people on the sidewalk, demanding money from random people outside. Bird then reportedly came back to Jake's and injured two additional employees. According to the Billings Gazette, many of the people in the restaurant were in a state of shock and hysteria. Officers reportedly found two blood-covered men fighting with Bird, including Billings Police Department Detective Raksho. A taser was reportedly used on Bird because he refused to comply with cops' commands. Three officers wrestled with Bird, even as employees warned them that he had a knife. The Billings Gazette reports Bird was eventually restrained and arrested. As a result of the incident, five people were wounded and three were taken into nearby hospitals, including one with neck wounds, a second who was stabbed in the chest and back, and a third with a slashed arm. Bird was booked into the Yellowstone County Detention Facility without bond and faces multiple charges of assault with a weapon and robbery, according to jail records. According to the Billings Gazette, Bird has a criminal past, including a felony in Missoula County from 2019. He's reportedly on pre-release from Billings for criminal mischief and robbery and has been resentenced for the robbery case following a parole violation. Bird had only been in Billings since September 22nd. So, you know, this is what I look at and I'm like, okay, we only tased the guy. Yet, you know, of all the other cases where it's like, we're going to use more force. This one, you're like, let's tase him. He's stabbed multiple people and he's running around chasing you with a knife. You got fucking carte blanche to get the fucking revolver out.
Well, unless, like, if there are so many people around, they just couldn't get a good shot of him. But you hear all of those.
Yeah.
There's so many stories like that where, you know, it seems like a very, even a less dangerous situation, people get killed.
Yeah. And like where it should be used, it's not. And where, like, where clearly it should, it's just, this is, yeah.
Because that's a scary situation. That guy was crazy.
Yeah.
And to get that upset over losing your dishwasher job, I mean, seriously, you can get another one like in an hour.
Yeah, this is a very, yeah.
Just walk out of there and go down the street. They'll hire you.
This is not going to end well. I mean, in any way, shape, or form, because he'll get some sort of sentence for this. Did he kill it? I don't believe he killed anyone. He stabbed.
I don't think so.
He stabbed people, but didn't kill anybody. So it's not going to be like life in jail. Or prison.
But it's multiple charges. He's more than one person.
He'll be out in like 5 to 10 years on good behavior or something. And then it happens again.
This guy won't get out on good
behavior. That's true. He'll get out on something and then it's just going to be, and he'll do it again.
Because what are they going to do when he goes to jail? They're going to have him wash dishes or they're going to have him sweep floors and he's going to be pissed.
And he's just going to be angry and it's going to get pent up more and more. And I mean, that's where, you know, we talk about corrections facilities. There's no correction in those facilities. I mean, there's very little that happens in many cases.
Yeah, because he's just going to have to go right back to what his big trigger was, dishwashing.
Yeah, like this is just not going to end well, no matter what.
No.
A man charged in a Billings decapitation case was sentenced to 65 years this week. Did you know that?
You read that well. Hey, let's hear more.
Let's tell me more, Billy. What's going on in the Billings decapitation case? Right after your 5-day forecast. A man who decapitated a casino patron in 2017 with his partner as part of the robbery scheme was sentenced on Friday to 65 years in state prison. That's it? You kick somebody's head off yelling at 65? Ronald Ray Cherry, there's a name, 34, was charged with killing Myron Wesley Knight on the night of October 26 or early October 27, 2017, along with partner Jeffrey Glenn Haverty. Haverty was sentenced for his part in the crime in February 2020 for 70 years in the Montana State Prison with 20 years suspended. It's like Montana Night on the show. Friday sentencing hearing was emotional. Knight's father's sister and cousin all spoke of Knight's kindness and open nature, explaining that his first instinct when meeting new people was to befriend them. That's who he was, said Madeline Gray Mountain Knight, his cousin. He didn't deserve what they put him through. Throughout the hearing, Cherry appeared to pay little attention. He spent the majority of the 2 hours scribbling and doodling on a notepad or drumming with his fingers. He rarely looked up and did not address the court or the family members gathered there.
Judge Gregory Todd addressed Cherry directly before handing down his sentence. He chastised Cherry's callous response to the proceedings and his choice not to address Knight's family. "The incredible senselessness of this crime is staggering," Todd told him. He pointed to Cherry and his disciplinary record within the county jail. Cherry allegedly attacked a guard on Christmas Eve and has more than 75 write-ups for misconduct. "I think people would say this sentence is less than appropriate," Todd said, "but I agree to follow it, so I'm going to follow it." The judge is referring to a plea argument made between Cherry and Yellowstone County prosecutors. Cherry had initially pled not guilty in the case, but switched to a plea of no contest in September, a week before his trial was to start. As part of the plea deal, Cherry admitted he and Haverty had robbed Knight and together had caused Knight's death. Knight had $6 on him when he was killed. Under the deal, prosecutors dismissed charges of witness tampering, evidence tampering, and intimidation. The parties jointly recommended 65 years in prison. Cherry will get credit for 1,290 days served, over 3.5 years for the time served. Prosecutors also agreed not to file charges against Cherry in separate cases. In those cases, he was suspected of robbery and drug possession. Haverty and Cherry met Knight at the Mount Leah's Casino on Kings Avenue West on October 26, 2017. Knight had just won $120 and asked a casino employee to hold his winnings. Believing Haverty and Cherry might rob him, the employee later told police. Later that night, at a transient campsite near the casino, Haverty and Cherry took turns working to decapitate Knight, according to charges. Graybaugh, after speaking on the judge, addressed Cherry directly. "The devil is in you, and there may be no saving your soul," she said. "But that will be God's judgment to make." This is where you just kind of wish the judge could be like, "You know what? I really don't think that this is an appropriate sentence." And he just pulls a gun out and just kills him in the courtroom.
Off with his head.
Just like, "So I'm going to do my own thing." And he just, you know, again, you can look at this guy and you hear what he did and he has no remorse. It's just...
And how horrific for the family.
Yeah.
You know, that...
What good are we doing keeping him alive?
And then you sit there through this hearing and realize every day it would just be so horrific because he doesn't care.
Yes.
And you can tell he doesn't care. I mean,
Sorry.
And so he has no remorse for doing it.
So we can pay to have him in prison now.
And
he can keep breathing.
You know, and the bad thing is he's just going to continue doing horrific things in prison.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
I get it. There's got to be a law and you have to follow.
Well, how the fuck do you get only 65 years for decapitating somebody?
That's such a horrific
thing. And having no remorse. How is this like the agreed upon? That's a great idea. 65 seems fair. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go with that. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. There's people on, you know, drug offenses and other things like that, nonviolent crimes that have stricter fucking sentences than that.
Yeah. That's just, ugh.
Welcome to the American legal system, kids. Woman 30 vanished nearly 6 months ago and suspects who she met on a dating site allegedly confessed. Rachel Reuter vanished in June. And now police say they've caught the man who allegedly killed her. An Iowa man faces murder charges in the death of a missing woman he met on a dating site whose body has not yet been found, say police. On Wednesday, James Shiloh Clever, 46, of Mount Ayer, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and the disappearance and presumed death of Rachel Reuter, 30, of Cassville, Wisconsin. The sheriff's office of Polk County, Iowa, said in a statement, Reuter was originally reported missing by her father to the Urbandale Police Department in Iowa on June 16th. Evidence in the case eventually led investigators to a residence in Verdant, Iowa, the police statement says. Investigators believe that during the early morning hours of June 13th, 2021, Mr. Cleaver killed Ms. Reuter at the Bondurant residence, although her remains have not been located, the statement says. Reuter was last seen with Cleaver on June 12th, leaving the Super 8 Motel in Urbandale, according to a search warrant, the Iowa City Press Citizen, the Des Moines Register, and KCCI report. The two were seen leaving in a white Hyundai Velster and belonging to Clever, the Warren said, according to the Press Citizen. Clever allegedly told police that he and Reuter met on a dating website. On June 12th, he allegedly told police he dropped Reuter off in an apartment building but could not provide an address or exact location, according to the search warrant. Clever's son allegedly told his mother that his father killed Reuter, according to the search warrant. Clever said she tried to stab Reuter to death, but the knife was too dull, so he killed her with a baseball bat, the search warrant says, and the Press Citizen reports. Clever allegedly told his son that Reuter's body was disposed of in northern Missouri. Investigators are asking for help from the public. Anyone who had contact with or saw Reuter or Clever in June of 2021 is asked to call the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Yeah, it sounds like a lovely little hiking trip there.
And like, so they met online and they hadn't been dating? It was like their first time meeting, or they had been dating?
That I'm not clear on.
I don't think they really said.
No.
Because it is scary. Like, meeting somebody online, it's not like meeting them in a bar is any less scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're kind of putting your trust in somebody.
Yeah. I mean, that's where you'd like to go to kind of a public place, maybe not for a hike on the first date. You know, I mean, unless you're like just walking through a park, like a open, you know, park, you know. But
I could see where someone would go. A hike seems like a really innocent date.
It does. It does. But you're also going out into the middle of the woods without other people with a stranger.
And I think that I'd be like, hike, what I would assume would be, you know, at the you'd be seeing
hills,
other people there.
Maybe.
But maybe it was a deal where once you got there, it's like, oh, shit.
There's plenty of
hiking. Wasn't planning
through.
On this.
I go hiking a lot. There's plenty of times it's super busy. And there's times where, like, you don't see a soul the whole time you're there. So, yeah, I mean, it's like hike is one of those, like, do it little once you get to know each other a bit more. You know, it's not like a first date. At least it wouldn't be. I don't know. I would never I wouldn't want to put a date into that situation or just make feel any bit of uncomfortableness, because that would just be.
Well,
weird.
That's a public service announcement. If the guy wants you to go on a or the woman wants you to go on a hike for the first date or two or three.
I think I might be like
I'm not ready. I don't know you that well. I'm not ready to hike.
Remote
together.
Location without other human beings around? Yeah, great idea. Let's go do that.
Fun.
Yeah. But I could see that too. If you're not thinking it through, you're not overly anxious as I am on everything in this planet. I could see the, you know, non-anxious type person not thinking anything of it and just being like, sure, hike. That sounds pretty. That sounds fun. It's fall. Let's go check out the colors. Oh, shit, I'm dead.
But I could see me going, that seems like an innocent enough date.
Yeah.
But then when you get there and, yeah, you're right. Like, a lot of places are, a hike's not the same as a walk in the park.
No. You just be like, oh, shit. The trail. Let's go off the trail over here. I want to show you something. Oh, that's just creepy.
That's sad. That's really sad.
It is. A Nevada woman killed along with dog in a crash involving a Raiders player.
Is horrific.
What? Okay, what?
This is absolutely horrific. So, the football player is driving his Corvette, and they estimate his speed to have been, before the crash, 156 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
And he hit her at, I think, 127 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some computers on the car. I can't imagine there was. So when I was reading that today, I was like, how do they even know that?
Yeah.
Because that car, both cars had to have kind of disintegrated at that kind of speed.
She was 23. Tina Tintor killed along with her dog Maxie Tuesday morning when Ruggs, who was driving a 2020 Chevrolet Corvette, slammed into the back of her 2013 Toyota RAV4 near Spring Valley Parkway in Las Vegas. Prosecutors said Wednesday that Ruggs was going 156 miles an hour at the time of the accident and a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit 2 hours afterwards. Ruggs, 22, faces a charge of DUI resulting in death. Las Vegas Metro Police Department said in a statement, Tinter's friend Bohama Flipovic told Fox 5 Vegas that she and Tianto, an aspiring computer programmer, were out late walking Maxie prior to the crash. We always go to parks and walk our dogs and just hang out and we have a good time, she said, and just thinks about the future. We were just talking about going to Siberia together. She said, let's see here. Everything was going well. The collision happened around 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Responding officers located the Toyota on fire, according to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. So what happened to the football player?
Ruggs, he had someone in the car with him. They're both going to make it.
Taken to UMC Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Mm-hmm. How the fuck do you hit something at 156 miles an hour and survive?
I don't know. And I'm thinking that had to have been absolutely terrifying for that passenger in his car. Because when somebody's, because I remember when I was in high school, I dated a guy who did that once. It was kind of like trying to scare me or something. I don't know. But he started going really fast. Yeah. Like it was well over 100 miles an hour. And I'm scared shitless. But you can't, I was talking with my hands, but you can't you can't reach over and grab him.
No.
You can't, there's nothing you can do other than scream and say, please stop and slow down. There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I don't know that they've released any kind of statement from the passenger on what was behind that. Like, why would you be going that fast?
And the passenger, again, and the passenger, not that they're sitting there rooting him on. It could just be like, what the fuck are you doing? And
because you can't, you can't do anything to stop it.
No.
Because if you grab the wheel, you wreck the car. You can't, you hit him, you wreck the car.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just so horrific. And it's so senseless. It's just like, I get he was twice the legal limit. Number one, get an Uber. But why would you ever get behind the wheel and drive 156 miles an hour?
Let's
say you're on a track and it's safe. And
narcissistic, egotistical, 20-some-year-old that just got a shitload of money and thinks he's invincible.
He's got a new Corvette.
Yeah, and he thinks he's invincible.
And everything's gone.
Yep.
He's going to be in prison for years.
Yeah, everything will be done.
And he had everything going for him. He was a professional football player making some good bank, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he was a first-round pick last year, I guess. So, yeah, it's crazy. All right, on that happy note, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Dark Side Of. If you like the program, be sure to keep us on the air. Become a Dark Sider. Sign up at darksidepod.com. Or go to Patreon and search Dark Side Of. Sign up, get all of our episodes commercial free, advanced episodes, the archive, final chapters, all sorts of extras there for you. Check it out, darksidepod.com, or go to Patreon and search Dark Side Of. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.